Paper 2. Part 2. Access to information from spoken texts. You did what?
Good morning, listeners. This is Betty Jones welcoming you to our program, You Did What? With us today is James Smith, who will tell us about inventions created by accident.
Hello, everyone. As you all know, many inventions are intentional. They are the result of hours of work aimed at trying to find a solution to a specific problem. Today, however, I would like to talk about products we all know and use that were invented by mistake. Let me begin with the post-it notes. Those small pieces of paper with a strip of sticky glue on the back. Nowadays, many people all over the world use these notes to write on and then stick them in their notebooks, on their refrigerators, or on any other flat surfaces. Although these notes are very useful, their story is not one of immediate success. It all began in 1968 when Spencer Silver, a chemist at 3M Laboratories, failed to create a powerful substance that would stick things better than the glue used by 3M at that time. Although Silver tried to convince the heads of 3M Laboratories that his glue could be useful for other things, like posting notes on a bulletin board, which could easily be peeled off later on, he was not really successful. It was only in 1974, when Silver talked about his glue in a lecture to other 3M workers, that things began to change. Arthur Fry, a scientist working in another department, was a singer in a choir. In order to find the pages in his songbook quickly, he used strips of paper as bookmarks. Unfortunately, the bookmarks fell out as Fry turned the pages. Fry decided to use Silver's glue to solve this problem. In addition, he used this glue to stick a note to a document he sent to another worker. The other worker returned the document Fry had sent and added his own remarks. It was then that Fry understood the huge potential of this invention. Today, post-it notes have become so popular that there are even virtual post-it note apps on our computers. However, accidental inventions come from many different fields. For instance, in 1930, Ruth Wakefield, the owner of an inn, was making chocolate-flavored cookies to serve to the guests when she noticed that she did not have baking chocolate. So she used a block of Nestlé's semi-sweet chocolate, which she broke into bits and hoped would melt. To her surprise, the chocolate bits did not completely melt, but her guests loved the cookies. After she gave out the recipe for the cookies on a radio program, Wakefield's cookies became a hit all over America. As a result, Nestlé offered Wakefield a tempting deal. In exchange for a lifetime supply of free chocolate, Nestlé bought the rights to the recipe and printed it on their chocolate wrappers. Wakefield agreed, and the rest is history. Another accidental culinary invention is potato chips. According to local stories, potato chips were invented in 1853 by an angry chef named George Crumb as an insult. Crumb wanted to punish a guest who complained that the fried potatoes he was served were too thick and not salty enough. Crumb cut a new batch of potatoes very thinly and fried them for a very long time. He then oversalted them. Surprisingly, the guest loved them and asked for more. I have to add that although this story about the origin of potato chips is amusing, not everyone believes it's true. But anyway, it hasn't prevented potato chips from becoming a very popular snack. I would like to conclude by saying there are many other stories about accidental inventions. But unfortunately, my time is up for today.
Thank you very much for those great stories. And I am sure we will invite you back soon to hear about other accidental inventions.